This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he hopes there will not be a war with Iran, making the remark in response to a reporter's question outside the White House yesterday. There have been reports some high-level administration officials are suggesting possible U.S. military action against Iran soon. Democratic Representative and White House candidate Tulsi Gabbard on the possibility.
What I think is important for the American people to know is that a war with Iran would make the war in Iraq look like a cakewalk. The devastation and the cost would be far greater than anything we've ever experienced before.
She spoke on Fox News. Colorado's Secretary of State's banning her staff from official travel to Alabama because of its new abortion law. Alabama's governor this week signing the bill that bans nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
A big announcement at the White House yesterday from President Trump, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A complete overhaul of our immigration system.
No matter where in the world you're born, no matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
At the White House, President Trump outlines his new plan.
We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear.
The president saying the new system will be more merit-based than family-based. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was confronted with why the plan doesn't include Dreamers. She says the Dreamers issue is divisive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Army intelligence analyst and whistleblower Chelsea Manning is behind bars again for refusing to comply with a grand jury investigation. U.S. Marshals taking Manning into custody in Alexandria, Virginia yesterday after she did not cooperate with the investigation into WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. Manning was just released from custody earlier this month after doing 62 days in jail for not testifying in another grand jury investigation. Taiwan is now the first Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage, easily passing the law, allowing same-sex couples to form what it calls exclusive permanent unions and to apply to government agencies for a marriage registration. The vote coming after Taiwan's top court ruled that not allowing same-sex couples to marry violates that island nation's constitution. And Twilight star Robert Pattinson is in line to play the next Batman. Sources tell Variety it's not set in stone, but Scarlett Pattinson is the top choice, and they're closing in on a deal. Warner Brothers has not commented on the report. This new Batman movie is being directed by Matt Reeves, who made the last two Planet of the Apes movies. The 32-year-old Pattinson will become, if these reports are true, the youngest actor to ever play the superhero on the big screen. That new Batman movie is to hit theaters in June of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, this piece comes to us from New York City, where there was such a rousing acceptance for Mayor de Blasio's announcement of his candidacy for president. I guess they're still cheering there, huh, Liz?
Really, it's a national outcry. Stay home. Look, Mayor de Blasio, I think the latest Quinnipiac poll had 78% of New Yorkers saying he shouldn't run.
Right.
He doesn't care, but he has never cared what this city thought of him or what they wanted. He has basically always been about creating headlines that are flattering to himself. The city under his stewardship has gone straight downhill, and I'm not exaggerating. The number of homeless on the street, like in some other blue cities, has just gone through the roof. They've rolled back all kinds of laws that sort of impinge on actual residents' quality of life, like vagrancy laws. It's now perfectly okay to go to the bathroom on the street. We had a friend, just to bring this home, who had a townhouse in New York, and there was a homeless man that basically hung out outside their door, and every day would defecate in front of their house.
Wow.
So they would clean it up, and then they went away for a week, and this fellow kept it up, and when they got back, they got a summons for having a mess in front of their house.
That was it.
They packed up. They moved to Florida. Last we saw them. I mean, honestly, can you imagine?
Well, you know, we hear a lot about what's happening in San Francisco. I mean, they have people, you know, on poop patrols cleaning up after people. And to see, you know, I was watching video the other day, and it's just heartbreaking to see what's going on in New York. And you know me, I mean, I love Manhattan. Outside of the political, you know, craziness that can go there, but everything else about the city, I fell in love with, I don't know, what, 40, 50 years ago, I guess, when I first went there. And to see how it's just, you know, gotten to this point, as you say, human feces, and people are, you know, ruining shoes and you know, on and on. I mean, what a mess.
It's more than that. I mean, and I've talked to some of the senior people in the police department. They totally disagree with all this licentiousness, which has led to, for example, rolling back the turnstile jump. No one gets arrested anymore for jumping the turnstile. Well, okay, what is the message that sends? It basically is just, you know, what's happened is it's the opposite of broken windows policing, which
was
undertaken a couple of decades ago when New York and other cities were on the verge of total collapse. And it's a program where you basically take small infractions and you enforce the law, and the message is clear that bigger infractions are going to lead to much more serious penalties. And that was the policy that was then exported to Detroit and actually began to help Detroit turn itself around. It works. And I'll tell you, here's the really, Bill, the calamity is, it is people in the minority communities who suffer the worst when there's a breakdown in law and order. It's those
exactly.
people who are surrounded by people who are not behaving according to the law, and they want protection. You know, James Comey, who we all revile at this point, but nonetheless, he gave a speech during Obama's period in office where he basically stood up for harsh police measures, or not harsh, but, you know, enforcing the law along those exact lines. He said, why did we spend all our time policing in the black communities? Because they asked us to. Those were the communities that needed help. You know, all this well-meant, and it is well-meaning, I think. I don't mean de Blasio. I think he's a total cynic. But the idea that rolling back policing is something that helps the minority community, it just simply isn't true.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, this is a policy embraced by Democrats. I mean, you got to call it for what it is, and you're exactly right, Liz. I mean, this is lawlessness. I mean, what does lawlessness get you but more lawlessness?
That's correct.
The problem. I mean,
that's
go ahead.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right, and it has been extended now to various measures which let people out of jail quicker. Well, the recidivism rate in a lot of categories of crime is above 80%. You let people out of jail quicker, guess what? They're back in jail quicker.
I mean, of course.
And we've seen some pretty tragic consequences of these, again, well-meaning but really blinded kind of policies. Anyway, as far as de Blasio is concerned, I was with a very senior Democrat, a New York Democrat, last night over dinner. And I thought this was true, but I wasn't sure it was true. We were talking about the 23 people, I guess, now in the Democratic race. And he pointed out that if you raise money and you don't spend it in a presidential contest, you get to keep it. So what do you think de Blasio wants to do? Let's say he goes out there and through who knows what kind of sleight of hand, he raises $5 or $6 million, spends $1 million. For the first time in his life, he actually has some money, and he can afford to basically be out of work, which I think he will be.
Exactly. Well, that's what pundits are saying, is that he's looking for an exit ramp that leads to a job.
Oh,
because,
sure.
Yeah, you know, whether, you know, he may be hoping. I mean, like some of these candidates, you know, really, they don't have a realistic chance to get the nomination, but do they move up the pecking order and maybe have an opportunity to work in a Democratic administration?
That's a possibility, although I don't think anyone would take de Blasio, and here's why I say that. I'm not just fixated on him, although honestly he has been a revolting mayor, but the other issue, if you remember, going back to the 2016 election, he hemmed and hawed over whether to support Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton created Bill de Blasio. We would never have heard of him without her sponsorship. But, you know, he wasn't sure she was progressive enough. He sort of dangled the idea of supporting Bernie Sanders at a time in their contest when that would have been a pretty big deal. Goes out, finally decides, oh yeah, I'll back Hillary Clinton, and goes out to Iowa to campaign on her behalf, and the Clinton campaign shut him out. I mean, he was left, if you remember those videos of wandering the suburban neighborhoods in Iowa, and there are some, ringing doorbells, and people had no idea who he was. I mean, it was total humiliation. So I think, he's not going to be someone that I think is picked up by Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or anybody else. But I think for a lot of these candidates, look, Marianne Williamson, I mean, who is that? Nobody even knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way of increasing your national profile. I just said her name on a nationally syndicated radio station. You know, that's what this is all about for some of these people.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it is amazing. I've never seen anything like this, Liz, when somebody in their hometown announces their candidacy and they're booed by, I think, just by every sector of the community was represented.
Amazing.
You had police there. You had labor. even some community people, they're going, this guy's the worst. I mean, if anything is bipartisan, it is, their resentment and disgust of Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, good news. I mean, he actually has brought the country together.
Exactly. Well, as somebody said, he's messed up New York so bad that now he wants to mess up the entire country. That is a scary thought altogether. She's Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. When she comes back, we're going to be talking China and the trade tensions right now. So stay with us. More from Liz Pink on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your
You know, I'll tell you, this is America's theme song. This is a comeback time for us, ladies and gentlemen. It has been exciting. I mean, like him, hate him, feel how you want to feel about Donald Trump, but he's definitely shaking things up, and in many ways for good. I mean, you know, let's just consider what's going on with China trade. Yes, there is pain here. And Liz Peek is with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, you know, the president said going into the discussions with China, this is something previous presidents had talked about it. They just kicked it down the road. And it's thank God for Donald Trump to take on this unfair, you know, practice and, you know, the stealing of intellectual property and, you know, what they have done, what China's been doing in competing unfairly. And we've got, you know, this country's under new management, and that those old practices are unacceptable.
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, as you say, it's not gone totally smoothly. And I think everyone would like this trade deal with China to be finished. But it's contentious, and I think both sides want to come out of this looking like they won. That's exactly. Obviously going to be pretty difficult. But, you know, the really good news to me is that the entire country is now alert to the problems that have been going on with China for decades. This is not a new situation, but, you know, the very politically correct President Obama, who wanted China's help on the Paris Accord, the climate accord, more than anything, and on the Iran deal, would never have confronted China. And let's face it, Republicans weren't going to confront China because the Chamber of Commerce, you know, basically represents big business, has always been in bed with Republican presidents and legislators, and they didn't want to risk exposing their, basically what they've given in, given up to China. I mean, really, what's happened for a long time is that American businesses have been taken advantage of in China, but they were so desperate to participate in the market, so needy of access to China's markets and cheap labor, that they basically went along with it. I mean, two good things have happened. One is Trump has confronted China with their misbehavior. Two, the business community has finally realized it has not worked for them. Very few companies have really gone in and not been on balance damaged by their by having to expose their trade secrets, their manufacturing expertise, all those things to the Chinese. Remember, you know, 30 years ago, the Chinese made T-shirts. Now they're making fighter jets. How did they get there? By stealing our information. There is no question about that. That's not a talking point. It is what happened. So now, you know, that I have a piece up that went up this morning at, like, very early on Fox about how the Democrats really need to get aboard on this. They need to support the president in this confrontation with China. Honestly, the Democrats make me crazy. They were totally with him until it became difficult. And now they're running for the hills. It's like, oh, yeah, we don't like China, but this is the wrong way to go about it. Well, let's hear from them a better idea. They have a better idea.
Well, that's what I want to hear all the time. I mean, they're so contrarian. It's like, okay, what's your idea? You know, whether we're talking about the border, we're talking about the trade here. Plus, on top of that, it makes for a bad representation. We need to be united. We've been saying this, Liz, that we need to understand that we're wearing the home jersey. It says USA on the front. It doesn't say Democrat. It doesn't say Republican. It says United States of America. And at least Chuck Schumer tweeted out earlier that, you know, he supported Donald Trump. That's a good sign there.
Well,
But then you get all these other talking heads and these candidates that think they have a better way and going, you got to be kidding me. You guys don't even know business. And you have no idea about this kind of problem, that this is a process. It takes time. You know, the president was disappointed. Supposedly 95% of the deal was in. But then I guess President Xi could not sell it to you know, the rest of the team. And they got rather anxious about it because they've been doing this for so long. This is their very nature.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to have to reinvent themselves, and there's going to be pain that they're going to have to go through to realize, oh, you mean tell me we can't cheat, we can't steal people's property anymore? That's not fair.
Well, that's the point. I mean, first of all, on Chuck Schumer, yes, he told President Trump to hang tough. I cynically think that that was a cynical comment because Chuck Schumer knows that the one thing that could dislodge the economy right now is hanging tough on China. what do the Democrats want more than anything in the lead up to the 2020 election? They want the economy in the tank.
Oh, the tank.
Right,
yeah,
now,
exactly.
That is President Trump's best argument for re-election. Mm-hmm. Schumer, of course, like others, has turned tail now since things got testy, and he has kind of run for the hills. So you're right. I mean, this is a moment. This is just like going to war. We are at war. This is economic war, and we all need to pull together. How can the Democrats help Trump? First of all, in the House, they should pass a resolution stating their support for this confrontation. Obviously, you don't call it that, but for the negotiations of a better trade deal. Mm-hmm. Number two, they need to pass this USMCA. This is just utter politics that they're dinking around with this thing. This is the updated NAFTA agreement. And it would signal to the world that, yes, we do believe in trade. We are not protectionist. Mm-hmm. We demand fair trade. And this is a step with NAFTA partners towards fairer trade. That's a very important thing. Pelosi knows it'll pass mm-hmm. if she brings it to the floor, but she won't bring it to the floor because, again, they don't want to give Trump any kind of victory pre 2020 election.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and third, they could help with arranging for relief for U.S. farmers who are definitely being hurt by the trade war.
Right.
So, you know, the Democrats could step up here. They could look bigger than they are. My gosh, right now, what are they going to sell to the American people as their accomplishments for this past 2 years? The blizzard of subpoenas and harassments that they have thrown at the Trump family, not
yes.
just the president, mm-hmm. or are they actually going to have something they can say to voters? Well, look, you know, we got this done.
Right, exactly. After 2.5 years of a Mueller investigation, the millions of dollars, I mean, all told, I mean, in excess of $60 million combined between Mueller and the investigations in the Senate and Congress. It's not over, I guess, until they say it's over. But meanwhile, I hope voters are taking notes here because this is all being sponsored by the Democratic Party.
Oh, sure. But look, it's just a way. I mean, after the Mueller report, then they all kind of glommed on to the obstruction issue. And then something interesting happened. Barr indicated that he was indeed going to run down how this whole thing got started, who was involved, was there anyone in the Obama administration who illegally or unethically pursued this FISA court warrant, et cetera. And then they decided to attack Barr because mm-hmm. only with Barr's reputation in the gutter could they hope to kind of withstand the bad publicity yet to come. I love now seeing Comey and Clapper. I think
and
it's
Brennan. Clapper.
I always get Brennan and Clapper
right.
mixed up.
But the three of them, you got the three stooges here. That are going around in circles.
Each other about
yes.
who actually did this, who actually brought Christopher Steele in and everything. So the fact that they're arguing, if this was all terrific and it was above mm-hmm. board, why are they arguing? Why not just stand up and say, yeah, I did that?
Oh, I'll tell you, when the shoes start dropping, boy, watch the names. Watch all the names that go flying. I mean, it's already, Liz. I mean, there's cracks starting to, you know, be seen here. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is going to be, you know, political theater at its finest.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I always liken it to the old tree falling in the forest. If there's no one there to hear it, if the media doesn't report it, maybe it won't get so much play. But I do think that there was wrongdoing here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to really credit Kim Stossel and a few
yes.
other people who have kept this.
John Solomon you know, they've done an outstanding job. Sarah Carter as well
yeah.
in keeping
yeah.
this up front. But I think what could happen here, Liz, is the media is going to, even the media is going to be running from this. They've got to save some face because they got bruised and beat up pretty big after the Mueller report came out.
I think right. they have no soul. They have no conscience. I am stunned. Look at the New York Times today. Front page, Trump insists he does not want war with Iran. What's the message there? He's saying he doesn't, but he really does. We know
yeah.
better. The newspaper is so dishonest, it makes my head bleed, honestly.
No, I'm with you on that sense. I guess maybe being the eternal optimist that my dad has always called me, I just hope that, you know, at some point they're going to be forced into doing the right thing, and maybe that's what we can hope for. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Vaughn, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he hopes there will not be a war with Iran, making the remark in response to a reporter's question outside the White House yesterday. There have been reports some high-level administration officials are suggesting possible U.S. military action against Iran soon. Democratic Representative and White House candidate Tulsi Gabbard on the possibility.
What I think is important for the American people to know is that a war with Iran would make the war in Iraq look like a cakewalk. The devastation and the cost would be far greater than anything they've ever experienced before.
She spoke on Fox News. Colorado's Secretary of State's banning her staff from official travel to Alabama because of its new abortion law. Alabama's governor this week signing the bill that bans nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you know, go to BillMartinezLive.com. That is the place. And when we talk about America's money answers, man, then we need the man, the one, the only, the legend himself, Jordan Goodman, joins us now. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us. Look at China trade ratcheting up. I mean, you know, we knew it was going to be tit for tat going back and forth, and it was going to take some time. But we'll see what happens, as they've been saying time and again here, right?
Well, it's been a surprise, though. People thought we were about 95% of the way there, and then it seems as though China was reneging on some of the promises it made earlier. We made some very specific wording changes in there to say you have to enforce these things. You just can't say them and not do them. And
that's
and
right.
When it got down to that, we said you have to put this in Chinese law as well.
Right. You got to codify it. Yeah.
You can't tell us what to put in our own domestic laws.
Yes.
And so they were starting to pull back on this, and people thought, oh, maybe Trump would say, what's the deal anyway, so we'd go ahead, but he didn't. And he said, if you don't go back to where you were and not renege, I'm going to add 25% tariffs up to 25% on about $250 billion worth of goods. And he did that before they had the negotiations in Washington. And they did not renege. So the tariffs went into effect. So we now have 25% on $250 billion worth of goods. And he's threatening about doing 25% on everything coming in from China, which would be another $300 billion on top of that. And then the Chinese retaliated by adding up to 25% tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, mostly agricultural things. And they said, well, they could go full boat as well, which would be about $120 billion. So the trade war is on, Bill.
Yes, that's
what happened.
Well, it's, I don't know. What did President Xi get together with Kim Jong-un and just said, hey, we're going to, you know, go with this strategy. We'll do a fake promise, you know, and then find out.
Similar.
Yeah.
Exactly. In a certain way, it's similar. But this is different. I mean, nuclear missiles are one thing. But,
right.
But this is the two largest economies in the world going the opposite direction from growth. And this hit the stock market. It's hit retailers particularly. I mean, it takes a while for these 25% tariffs to work their way through the economy. But as they do, it's going to increase prices for American consumers and companies and going to force them to either have to take lower profits or pass it on to consumers who may resist to some extent. And it hurts American farmers big time. The Chinese are not going to be buying our soybeans and corn and wheat and pork and all those other things. That hurts farmers as well. There's pain on both sides of this bill.
Well, and that's the way we've got to work through it. I know that the president has caused some brain damage for, you know, some of the talking heads, particularly Chris Wallace with Fox.
Yeah.
You know, because the president says, you know, China's paying for this. Well, yeah, indirectly they are, and people in business understand that you know, what he means by it. You know, it's kind of like saying Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Yeah. I mean, they're not technically paying for it. They're paying for it in lower growth, and their stock market is down. I mean, it's hurting their economy. I guess you could say they're paying for it that way. Technically, though, the actual tariffs are paid when products arrive at the U.S. ports. It's paid by the companies that take it in, who then pass it on to American consumers.
Right.
So the billions of dollars coming to the Treasury are coming from Americans, not Chinese directly. That is correct.
Well, and you're right, and I appreciate that, but, you know, the fact of the matter is this puts, you know, both sides, you say, at risk in a sense, although, you know, Trump's got a strong card right now with the economy doing as well as it is.
What they put
at risk here is that, consumers have certain habits and behaviors that they get used to. And right now it might be dealing with products that, you know, come out of China. But given an alternative, because you know what's happening, it's not like everything is waiting for China. You got to know there's backroom deals that are coming down to say, okay, where else can we get the goods?
Which they're doing. Companies are moving to Vietnam and Thailand and Bangladesh and India and other places to avoid these tariffs. And
exactly.
That will continue as well. So that's hurting China as well. Mm-hmm. But these things are moving slowly. I mean, the biggest example is Apple. The entire Foxconn complex in China has about 1 million employees. Okay, that's how big it is. And not only the direct, but all the suppliers. You can imagine supplying things that go into the iPhone. That's something you cannot move at all.
On a dime.
Even over a long time, that would take a long time to put back together. So some companies can move. If you're making apparel, you can move that to Bangladesh. But if you're making iPhones, you probably cannot. So I hope there's a solution to this. At the moment, it's not looking very good. I mean, supposedly, Xi is going to meet Trump in Japan at the G20 meeting in later June.
Right.
But that's not a place where you can make a major trade deal. You know, you can say nice things about each other, but it's not the same as, you know, getting down to brass tacks, which is what they've been doing. We've had negotiations in China, in Washington, back and forth.
Yeah, like you said, 95% was reported to have been approved, and then all of a sudden somebody got nervous and they got cold feet.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, like you said, we don't want to get into a situation where we think we're making a deal. It's not codified. Then they can, you know, claim some sort of plausible deniability.
Which is what they've done. I mean, they joined the World Trade Organization in 2002.
Yes.
And they've lost lots of WTO cases for unfair trading, and they have not changed their behavior as a result of it. So they have a record of not having come through with what they said they were going to do. So there's a reason to codify it and make sure there's tough enforcement, and that's where they caves, which kind of gives you a sense that they were probably not thinking of following through on it anyway.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, because they're kind of shocked anyway that America's even making any fuss over this. I mean,
right.
They've gotten used to doing business this way. I mean, why is it a problem that we're stealing your property? Why is it that, you know, we're ripping you off of your intellectual property and then, you know, forced sale of your product if you want to deal with, or your company if you want to deal with China? That's just the way we roll here, you know?
Correct. Nobody's called them on it for 30, 40 years. That's correct. It's a big change.
A lot of complaints out of the West and around, you know, around the world, but nobody wanted to do anything about it. But it's taken a guy like Donald Trump, you know, to go head-to-head with them. But meanwhile, you see, some of the strategists there in China, though, and you can understand this, they're looking at all the interference and resistance that Trump is getting here domestically. And I think they're misreading the tea leaves, so to speak, because even Chuck Schumer has told Trump, hang in there. And,
correct.
I'm sure Trump forwarded that tweet to you.
Right. I mean, this is unusual. This is one area of bipartisan support for Trump is being tough on China, because we have lost lots of jobs to them. But we just don't want to hurt things further. I mean, assuming that the direction it's going now continues, Bill, which is more antagonism, escalating trade war, that's going to take a toll on our growth, on their growth, on the worldwide growth, on profits, on sales. Ultimately, it's deflationary. At the beginning, it's inflationary as the price goes up from the tariffs. But ultimately, if it slows things down, it's deflationary. That's why you've seen interest rates fall so sharply. The 10-year Treasury, which not that long ago was about 2.7, is now 2.4. That's gone down a lot because of the China trade situation. So there are other implications of this as well.
Well, hey, let's hope for the best, huh? I think that what Trump is offering, same thing like with what he's offered to the North Koreans, is something positive. I don't see this as win-lose. Personally, I see this as win-win. And
but the Chinese have to see it that way. And as you say, they've been doing things the way they've been used to for a long time. And why do they need to change? Everything's working well for them.
You know? Exactly. And we got about a minute and a half left.
All right.
It's tis the season, graduation time. And you know what that equates to.
Student debt. So we have $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. This graduation season, we're going to add about $100 billion to that. The average person has about $38,000 in student loans. It's just staggering for people. So one thing they can do is to refinance it all into one new loan at a lower interest rate. Combine any federal loans, any private loans into one at a typically 3 to 4% interest rate, something like that. My favorite place that does that is called Splash Financial, and their website is SplashFinancial.com, and then you put money answers after that, and you actually get $350 off your first payment. Their phone number is also 800-349-3938, and so they have a bunch of credit unions and banks around the country who will combine to get you the best possible deal. So instead of paying 6 or 9 or 10 or something higher, you'll now have one payment to make at in the 3 to 4% range, and hopefully that'll help some of your listeners.
Jordan, we got to leave it there. We got to wrap it up. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your listeners all the time, and all the resources we talk about are there as well.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Bill Martinez live.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's been a lot of headway made for the pro-life movement, and it wasn't just about the Supreme Court and Brett Kavanaugh coming on, although that was one part of it. But in the 46 years plus of history since the passing of Roe v. Wade, reality has hit straight in the heart of the American people. 61 million babies later, things were starting to change. States were realizing along the way, slowly but surely, that maybe there had been some dramatic oversteps. Women who had participated in abortion realizing that there was more to this, that there has been lies that have been perpetrated on them and on we the people. Science has caught up with the pro-life movement and abortionists to tell them straight on that this is not just a clump of tissue, that this is a real human being. And no wonder the hearts and minds of women, as I mentioned specifically, that have been affected by abortion, how they relate to it so regrettably. And it has been most difficult for them to reconcile in their hearts and minds. And with the recent decision by the state of Alabama and other states around this country, even the most radical states and the most radical extremes of abortion, how they've come about. And yes, the change in the composition of the Supreme Court. These are all indications that you know, for pro-lifers that we're moving in a positive movement to save babies, and maybe 61 million babies is just enough. Here to talk with us from thestream.org is John Zemerich. Dr. John is the senior editor at thestream.org. John, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks. I'm very, very cheered by this new Alabama law, which is directly aimed at bringing down Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. Now, most people don't go back and read Roe v. Wade, but I have. Mm-hmm. And at its center is this veil of ignorance. The justices pretend that science and religion and philosophy offer us no guidance. It's a mystery what it is inside a woman's womb. We have no idea what that is. We have no idea when it becomes a human being. So just to be on the safe side, we'll effectively let you kill it for 9 months of pregnancy for any reason at all in 50 states of the union. Because that's what the follow-up decision, Doe v. Bolton, allowed. Mm-hmm. There are these BS health exemptions that even if the state says it has an interest in protecting the unborn child, the woman's health, which is defined as her mental health, mm-hmm. which means if she's worried about stretch marks, then that would make her sad. That's enough to get an abortion. That's the level of dishonesty that the left has resorted to in its desperate effort to keep killing children for sexual convenience legal throughout the country despite voters' rejection of it in many, many places. This Alabama law will give the Supreme Court a chance to review Roe v. Wade in the light of science, to review Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which is the even worse decision that came in 1993, I believe, which said that at the heart of American liberty is the right to make up morality as you go along. Now, we don't believe that. We don't believe it on race discrimination. We don't let people decide, my morality says that I don't have to rent apartments to Mexicans, and as an American, I'm free to make that decision. No, you're not.
Right.
Okay, America has a moral code. So Planned Parenthood versus Casey was also a lie. Mm-hmm. It is time for us to reject the lies of the radical left, which have all been told in order to make cheap sex free of consequences. And we know from the women who suffered from abortions, not to mention the 61 million Americans destroyed by abortion, that it has consequences.
And without a doubt. This is the thing, we've talked about it, it seemingly endlessly here, John, on this show, that because my conversations with women who've gone through abortions, I mean, they will tell me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. Well, if it was such a meaningless part of tissue, why would they carry that impression in their hearts? And women have been carrying this in their hearts, their very spirits, all these 46 plus years, because of the good housekeeping seal that the Supreme Court put upon this.
I've seen a medical study that said it's very common for women to become depressed. Women who've had abortions become depressed every year at the same time. And when they look into it, it's the date when the child would have been born, even though the woman isn't conscious of it. She maybe didn't do the math, you know, figure out 9 months from when she had the abortion, but her body knows. We have heaped all this guilt and all this suffering on the women of America and told them the lie that it's liberating to adopt the sexual ethics of a horny 16-year-old boy, and that kind of adolescent promiscuity is the ideal, which will make you happy. Well, it doesn't work. It hasn't made people happy. It's filled them with guilt, and ironically, this is interesting. It seems like something out of a Greek tragedy. For every child we aborted, it's almost one-to-one, we have brought in an immigrant. America apparently needed those people, and if you were going to kill them, we had to import them from overseas. Just think about that.
Well, you know, the U.S. labor study says that basically what we've done is annihilated a generation labor force. Only makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, countries that don't reproduce themselves decline, vanish, and disappear. And we, by making adolescent sexual desire the standard of law and morality and policy in America, we've effectively squandered our future if we don't step back from that now. So we have to hope that Donald Trump's appointees stay true. I'm worried, you know, if Kavanaugh or Gorsuch votes to uphold Roe v. Wade, I think that will sink Trump's reelection.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. All the people who voted for him, in large part because of the Supreme Court. And if it turns out, not only did the wall not get built, but the people he put on the court are still voting the way Barack Obama's appointees would have voted, I'm afraid millions of Christians will just get depressed and stay home.
Exactly.
And we're going to see a president Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. That's the potential, isn't it? That's what's on the line here, because this has been a long, hard-fought battle. You know, we talk about the effects it's had on women, Jim, John, and I think that what's interesting here is that men are realizing their part and parcel, their responsibility. I spoke with the director of the movie Roe v. Wade, which is coming out later in the year, and as we were talking, I was relating to him the story and the anecdotal responses from women who have experienced abortion, and he said to me, unprompted, he goes, "Bill, my child would have been 23. Man.
Wow.
And, you know, with tears down his face, he says, "My child would have been 23.
Yeah, my good friend Jason Jones is a pro-life filmmaker. Mm-hmm. He helped get the movie Bella made.
Yes.
And what got him into the pro-life movement, he was 17 and his high school girlfriend got pregnant. They agreed to have the child. He dropped out of high school and joined the Army so he could support it. Her father found out and forced her, dragged her into a hospital and got a third trimester abortion.
Yeah.
Against her will.
Right.
And that traumatized Jason, and he has been, you know, a pro-life activist ever since, and I've co-written a book with him, and he writes for stream.org all the time. There are millions of men who were deprived of that choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't necessarily agree to it. And there are a lot of men who forced women to have abortions.
Exactly.
I was once marching with praying outside an abortion clinic, and I saw a car on Park Avenue in New York City. The name of the facility is Park Med. I think it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
A car pulled up, Hispanic guy driving, older Hispanic woman in the back seat, young Hispanic woman in the front, passenger seat, crying hysterically, clinging to the dashboard with her long fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
The husband, the boyfriend, starts shoving. The other woman comes around and pulls her. They push her out of the car. They carry her into the clinic. Her feet never touched the ground. She was sobbing hysterically, clearly not consenting to this.
Yes.
The police did nothing. I tried to say something, and one of these Ivy League boys who were down there proving their feminist credentials by picketing in favor of the clinic knocked me to the ground, and that woman had a forced abortion in New York City on Park Avenue in broad daylight. That's happening across the country.
John, what an impression that had to have on you, to go through that kind of experience. And how many others, I mean, for you and how many other people across the country have done the same thing? And as you say, you get these people, trying to certify their feminist credentials. And,
I call them nookie feminists.
Nookie feminists. That is pathetic.
Contemptible. But,
yes.
But it happens across the country. And even for women who don't get forced, think about just having that legal choice is such a terrible responsibility. Imagine there were a button sitting on your desk, and you could use it to push it, and your aged parents would disappear. You wouldn't have to pay for their medical care. You wouldn't have to visit them. You wouldn't have to worry about where to put them. And this button is sitting on the desk all the time. And at any moment, you could push that button, and your parents will disappear, and it'll be perfectly legal. That is a horrible, horrible option to offer people. And people regret it for the rest of their lives. We need, as a decent, developed, civilized society, to take that option off the table.
Well, we know that since 1973, with the passing of Roe v. Wade, that our culture has been greatly impacted. We have embraced a culture of death, and I find it quite ironic when death visits us very crudely and surprisingly, that people remain surprised. And you go, wait a minute, why do you think that you would be immune of the rampant death that has been occurring in our society if you've been embracing it?
That's right. That's right. I feel like on a religious level, America's had some divine protection. You know, it's gone through some terrible crises, and we've come out of them more unscathed than some other countries. I don't know if that protection is going to last if we continue to do this. We had one great national sin, slavery, and now we've got something that's actually significantly worse.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart